Grown for the Battle, Clarifying Takedowns, and History Lesson. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's typical in school sports for the young kids to sit in the stands waiting for their turn to lead on their team. And that's as true in spirit as it is on the playing surface. Carter Alves knows it well. Watching his Buchanan student cheer section, The Herd, win an MHSAA Battle of the Fans championship as a fifth grader in 2013 and working his way up to lead the group to the Battle of the Fans title in 2020.
We kind of just established a place where you can be yourself. You can be outgoing, you can have fun, and you don't have to worry about anybody judging you. Many people don't get to have an experience like this where you can just be with all your friends, all having a good time, while also supporting your school.
Buchanan became the first three-time Battle of the Fans champion, and The Herd will be honored during the boys' basketball semifinals in 4 weeks. You can read more about this year's Battle of the Fans on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Emma Anderson, who went over the 1,000 career point mark in helping Menominee pass Kingsford in girls basketball last week. And while we normally don't do coaches, let's give one out to Pat O'Keefe, the longtime baseball coach at Grand Ledge, who retired last week as the state's winningest coach in the sport with over 1,300 victories. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
One of the rules changes in high school wrestling this year clarifies the definition of a takedown. This rule change eliminates some confusion from last year. The high school rule is not the college rule that if the hand touches the mat, you immediately score a takedown. To be consistent in high school, whenever the hand touches the mat, they are considered supporting points. By removal of this majority of the wrestler's weight criteria, the need is eliminated for the official to make a judgmental call on weight-bearing extremities. In addition, the application of the new rule on supporting points becomes consistent throughout the rulebook, not just on or around the 28-foot circle.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. As we approach the start of another basketball tournament, the 95th year for the boys and the 48th year for the girls, with nearly 640 champions crowned, it's amazing that in all those games, only 8 have been decided on buzzer-beating shots. And that's where our history lesson goes today. The first came in 1959 when Bob Davis of Lansing Sexton canned what's forever been referred to as the shot when the Big Reds topped Hamtramck in overtime in the Class A finale. In 1970, Bob Hooks buried a jumper from the top of the key to give Flint Holy Rosary the Class D title over Kingsley in the last game for the school. The only shot from beyond half court was Chris Cole's 65-foot buzzer beater in 1986 when Saginaw Buena Vista topped Flint Beecher in Class B. In 1994, a fast break off a missed free throw resulted in a basket for Ben Verbeek and victory for Granville Calvin Christian over Orchard Lake St. Mary's in Class C. Andrew Mitchell buried a three-pointer as time expired in 1997 to give Detroit East Catholic the Class D crown over Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. One of the great girls' finals rivalries at the turn of the century was between Flint Powers and Detroit Country Day. And in 1999, it was Kim Wilburn driving down the lane and scoring for Country Day to decide that Class B battle. In 2010, Kiana Dudley Thompson took the feed and hit a wide-open layup in giving Flint Hamity the Class C Girls Championship over St. Ignace. And then just last year, Jalen Fisher grabbed the long rebound and canned the putback to give Ypsilanti Lincoln the Division I Boys title over Detroit U of D Jesuit. Let's hope for more excitement as the new tournament begins. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.